Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris.
And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Woo!
Woo!
Hey,
Ryan ended it.
Hey, I ended it. Hey, howdy, hey, I'm also beginning it. It's Monorail Rye. And joining me today is the girl with her third eye visibly out because we are recording on a Monday night. Monorail Molly.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
And the guy who's along for the ride, he doesn't have a third eye, but he does wear glasses and sometimes contacts. River Guide Chris.
Namaste, everybody. I'm also the reason we're recording on Monday. My bad.
It's quite all right. Here we are. Okay, so what's new in everybody's lives? Anything happening?
I've had a lot happen this week.
Yeah, let's talk about the good things, Chris. Let's talk about where you were this weekend. What'd you do?
Well, after some sad things earlier in this week, I did get to go. I left Elko for the first time in 6 months, which was fabulous, and it was a whirlwind trip. I went and watched one of my former students compete in Nevada State Wrestling, where he took state champion for the third time in a row. So,
nice.
Super excited for Drake. Way to go, Ban. After
Drake
that,
Bell?
No. Wrong channel, Ryan. Even though you can find it on Disney Plus. Thank you, Hulu.
Yeah, for real.
After that, I went to Reno. Well, I went and saw my aunt and uncle, who also lived in the same town that wrestling was happening in. Then I went to Reno, saw some friends, caught up with one of my old university professors. And then the next day I was up in Lake Tahoe where my aunt, my cousin, and I went to my first professional hockey game. Go Tahoe Night Monsters. I was just telling you guys, I think I am officially I am officially a hockey fan, but it may be my new favorite sport.
So I love that you guys are the Night Monsters. Do you know what Cleland's team is called?
No.
The Lake Erie Monsters.
I love it. Well, and their mascot's name is Tahoe Tessie, which is the name of the lake monster in Lake Tahoe. So
very nice. Molly, anything new with you?
Nothing new with me other than we are recording this, of course, on Monday, right after Super Bowl Sunday. And my friends, I'm so happy. Football is good again. That was one of the best Super Bowls I think we've had in years.
I have feelings.
You watched? I didn't even watch.
I watched, and I was like, this is great. This is just good, old-fashioned American football.
There you go.
I'm not happy with the Eagles right now. I had a $5 square that could have been worth $125 if they hadn't scored that stupid touchdown in the third quarter.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Hey, I did that sports betting app where you spend $5 and get 200 free bets, whatever.
Oh, nice.
200 bets, yeah. I won 50 bucks.
Hey, there
I
you
only
go.
Won one bet, but you know what? I won $50 on it, so I'm not mad. Hey,
not mad. That's awesome.
Yeah, other than that, Disney news. Should we get into it?
Let's do it.
All right, so I have some closing dates, some official closing dates for our refurbs, our remodels, our expansions, our park, whatever you want to call them. So Muppet Vision 3D, sorry, however you want to say it. It will be closing forever June 7th. And then they're going to move
Sadness.
Over to Rock and Roller Coaster, so it's okay. It's tough to be a bug. March 17th, St. Patty's Day, it's out of there.
Later.
Bye, Felicia.
You will be missed.
Yep, Mama Melrose, May 11th is the final closing day. That'll be the first day it's closed, so the 10th is the last day you can go. Pizza Rizzo will be closing forever June 7th. There is no exact date for Dinosaur yet, but they're expecting sometime in 2026. And then Tom Sawyer's Island also does not have a closing date, nor Rock and Roller Coaster. So we shall find out about those shortly. And Chris has disappeared.
We've lost Chris.
The whole reason we decided to record on a Monday, and he's gone. And he had more Disney news. It's the Molly and Ryan show now, everybody. Here we are.
You got Gramps, who were very quickly approaching your bedtime. And
yeah,
as
55
we know,
minutes.
Yes, and as we know, I am not fit for human consumption.
No.
So
the only reason I am literally alive right now is there is iced coffee in this Yeti.
Wow, I was this close to making myself a cup of coffee, and then I was like, it's either I go to sleep or I don't. We're gonna push through.
Yeah. So here we are. This is how it works. Look who decided to show back up.
Well, well, well. Look
Look
who it
what the
is.
podcast dragged in.
I would love to say I know what happened. I have no idea because I still have 75% on my battery. I did not touch any buttons. My laptop just decided, hey, I'm just going to completely shut down right now.
How old is your laptop?
Old enough that I need a new one, expensive enough that I can't afford it.
Is it the same one from DCP?
No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, if you still have the same one from when we were in the college program, that's pretty impressive.
No, I upgraded 2 years later.
Yeah.
And I
So
haven't
it's
upgraded
still
since.
old. It's still old.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's see. 2016, 2018. So it is.
Seven?
Yeah.
7 years old?
It's getting there for a MacBook.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's 5 this year, and I'm like, oh no. It's
I
still
mean,
kicking, but.
I love the fact that the Macs will last this long. Don't appreciate that it just decided to randomly stop on me.
No, don't love that at all. Okay, what's your Disney news? I got through all the closing dates.
Oh, good. I'll have to go actually listen to the podcast so I can hear them all.
Yep.
My biggest Disney news is that last week, Disney dropped the summer of 2026 itineraries for Disney Cruise Line. So those dates will be bookable here soon. Don't ask me the exact dates because, oh, February 17th. Never mind. Do ask me the exact date. You
Hey,
can start
Chris, what's
booking
the
February
exact date?
17th. February 17th, 2025. In a week from now, in fact, of the time of this recording. But you've got, of course, the Caribbean, sail from Port Canaveral or Fort Lauderdale, 7 night Western or Eastern Caribbean, or a 7 or 10 night cruise through the Southern Caribbean. Very cool. They've got 5 night Western Caribbeans from Fort Lauderdale, the Bahamas, of course, always 3, 4, and 5 night cruises from the bah or to the Bahamas, including both Castaway Key and
Lookout Key.
Lookout K.
Lookout Key. Yep, there we go.
Sorry, correction. Lookout Key at Lighthouse
The House
Point.
Point. Thank you.
Yeah, because that
You would think
matters.
I'd have that memorized by now, but I do not. And then, of course, we've got some transatlantic. One of the ships, either the Dream or the Fantasy, is heading over to Europe for a while and the Mediterranean. Of course, Alaska, both Magic and Wonder will be sailing in Alaska this year, which that's brand new because usually they only have the one. And then finally, of course, Singapore on the Disney Adventure. So those, like I said, those are all for the summer of 2026. Those can be, you can start booking those February 17th. That's general booking. So, you know, if you know your Castaway sailor status, you can, of course, book earlier. Okay, so this may not be Disney news that we include, but I just found an article. Disney reportedly concerned about affordability of its parks. Right?
And that's gonna do what? They're not
According
lowering
to. No,
prices.
no, no. Listen, according to the Wall Street Journal, conversations have been happening at Disney about whether middle-class families are simply being priced out of going to Disney resorts and theme parks. It now costs more than $200 to visit Disneyland on the popular days. Passes to skip the line can add up to $450 on top of that, not to mention the hundreds of bucks you might have to spend on food and souvenirs. Wall Street Journal, citing Disney insiders, says Disney executives are starting to think that unrelenting price hikes have gone too far. The journal says internal discussions have focused on whether the happiest place on earth is now a bit of a downer for most families with young kids.
Hey, you know what would make it just a little bit better? Even if they have all these price hikes, you know, it'd be a really great courtesy thing for them to do.
Gee,
Oh,
I
I
don't
don't know.
know. If
Not
only
make me
there was
have to pay
like,
to skip the line? No.
right? That's not what I was thinking.
Oh.
I mean, maybe like a ride from the airport to my resort,
Oh,
and
you
then
mean not having to back to the
spend a hundred
airport?
plus dollars to get to and from the
Oh
airport?
my gosh, like that would just make it that much better.
That makes too much sense, Rye.
Oh
Why
my
would they ever
gosh.
do that?
I know, for real.
So,
Oh.
anyways, I just came across that and I was like, what?
Yeah, we'll see if anything actually happens. Okay, so with all that Disney news, let's get into today's topic. Well, Super Bowl Sunday was last night. The Eagles won. Some of us are happy, some of us are not happy. It is what it
Some of us are
is.
mad that we lost money.
I don't care. I don't really love football. I don't.
I didn't,
Football
yeah.
is whatever. And so the theme of today
Yay, sport ball.
is sport.
Yeah. Get it in the net.
Point. Touchdown.
Score. Okay. So what we're doing today is we are creating our own Disney football teams in a Disney football team draft. We all have 11 players to make our teams. We will not be going in a snake draft. We're going to be doing I don't know, a spinny wheel draft. That's what I'm going to call it.
That's the official term.
The triangle draft. The triangle draft.
Yes.
The three-pointed giraffe
Giraffe.
draft. Draft.
Draft.
The three giraffe. The three giraffe drafts.
three-pointed giraffe draft.
Guys, it's Monday night.
It's Monday Night
Which usually would mean
Football.
football, but
But we're doing it. All
thankfully
right.
it's over.
So this is how it's gonna work. Molly's gonna go first. I'm going in the order of the Zoom room. So it's gonna go Molly, me, Chris. Round two, me, Chris, Molly. Round three, Chris, Molly, me.
And Ryan's gonna have to keep us on track because none of the rest of us are gonna remember
Yes.
this.
Chris, did you happen to do it by like the position?
I did not. Did anybody else?
Molly and I did.
I kind of
Okay.
vaguely did. Like, I have them listed out.
Okay.
I did
So I
not. I thought
guess.
about
Also,
it,
well, like,
but
how many positions are there? Because I only counted like nine.
I have 11.
Which ones am I missing? Because I
Okay,
have
so
quarterback.
are you
this
ready?
is why the
Yes.
Disney nerds should not talk sports.
This was your idea.
I know.
We could have had a game day.
We still could.
No, I don't have one. Okay. We have a quarterback, an offensive line, a running back, wide receiver, tight end, center, defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs, safeties, kicker.
Safety. That's what I was missing.
Safety, the last line of defense.
The last line of defense.
Chris, do you think you could, if we just said, like, hey, who's your quarterback? Do you think you could just, like.
I can make it work.
Okay. So let's start off with our quarterback. Molly, you get first round pick for your quarterback.
Ooh, first round draft pick for my quarterback. That's
Yes.
pretty sweet.
And keep track
I'm.
because we're going to go through the end to see who has the
Yes.
best team.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. For my quarterback, I'm gonna go with someone who has a lot of leadership, but is also kind of very scary, and hopefully will intimidate the teams on the front lines. I'm gonna go with James P. Sullivan.
Very good, 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 good.
Sully.
Yep. All right. I'm marking down that you have Sully, so I know I cannot use him. All right.
Wait, James P. Sullivan, Monsters University.
We are okay.
We are okay.
Right. For my quarterback, yes, the leader of the offense controls the plays. You need a leader. Who else other than the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Stark, Iron Man?
Oh,
Good
okay.
answer.
Thank you, thank you.
It is a good answer. Because Tony would have been my, so I'm kind of,
Oh, you had him on your list?
well, again, I'm not 100% prepared, but I did have a list of characters in mind here.
The guy who had the idea, the guy who delayed us a day, he's not prepared.
It's been a week. All I'm saying, it's been a week. But speaking of needing good leadership in football, I'm going to go with the other man, myth, legend, who's not a man at all, but a mouse.
Mickey
Mickey
Mouse.
Mouse himself.
Okay.
The big cheese.
The
The
big
big
cheese.
cheese. So
What's
I'm
next?
going to get into the offensive line. So this is technically there's five linemen in front of the quarterback to protect him and create openings for the running back. Has to be a strong, sturdy guy, right? But I thought to myself, who better? We're going with superheroes here, right? This is going to be a superhero team. We're gonna take the genie.
Good
You
answer.
suck. No.
Sorry, Chris. You said you had 42 to choose from.
Offensive line here. You know what? Since we are using all of Disney's properties,
Yes, we are.
every single one of them, I wasn't gonna go here, but I think I am. I'm gonna take Han Solo.
On Solo. Very nice.
Nice. I am gonna go with, for my offensive line, I'm gonna go with everyone's favorite beefcake, Kronk.
Very good answer.
Very good answer.
Yep. He might actually be a very good offensive line. All right, Chris, you're gonna tell us who you have for your running back. Now, the running back takes the ball from the quarterback and runs with it.
Yes, he does.
For all of you wondering, yes, I did Google the 11 positions in football as well as the definitions. This tells you how much I know football.
See, and
Sport.
sport.
Footy footy
No.
football.
So, what position
The
am I
good
on?
old
I'm sorry, I lost
pigskin.
track. You said running back?
Yeah, we're doing the running back.
Okay, just making
It's
sure I'm correct here.
the one who runs the ball back.
Yeah,
Yes.
I know what the running back is.
Takes
I
the ball
actually.
from the quarterback and runs with it.
The thing is, as much as I don't like football, I have enough students that play that I do know football well enough. And with that, I'm going with Mr. Sports himself. More importantly, Mr. How to Play Sports himself, Goofy.
Okay, very nice.
Nice.
I'm looking at your list here, Chris. You got a couple of the Fab Five here.
I do.
All right, Molly, who is your running back? The one who takes the football from the quarterback and runs with it. Molly.
I had a different answer heading into this, but just because of all that, I am going with something totally different. Just because the idea, well, okay, now I've got a whole picture of exactly how he's gonna do it, which is via cannon, Gonzo is gonna be our running back. Because he's gonna take that ball and he's gonna run with it.
Run.
Okay, well, when I think of a running back, someone who takes a ball and runs with it, I immediately think of Dash Parr from
Fair
The
enough.
Incredibles.
That was my first pick. I was gonna pick him first, and then I was like, I'm losing it.
Okay, Molly, you're going to go with the wide receiver. Now, the wide receiver is a fast, tall, and powerful player who lines up on the perimeter of the field, so that's the outside of the field, and catches the passes from the quarterback. Who is the person who takes the ball from the quarterback and runs with it?
It's so funny to me because, like, as someone who enjoys football but like is not super into it, it's just so funny to for you to be like, okay, so this is the next role we're gonna do, and this is exactly what they do, and just I don't know, so and they take the ball and they run with it. That's like how you describe any kind of game, is they take the
Right.
ball and they run with it.
Let's take Bikini Bottom and
And
push it
push it
so
somewhere
somewhere else.
Okay, we gotta speed this up.
We gotta
Otherwise,
reel it in. Reel it in.
we gotta
Okay,
reel it in.
reel
We
it
gotta
in.
speed this up. So the wide receiver,
Yes.
tall, fast guy.
Yes,
Got it.
powerful. Lines the perimeter of the
Powerful.
field. Catches the ball from the quarterback. So they're taking this from Gonzo.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Mr. Incredible.
Very good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
Okay. I am writing this down. Mr. Incredible. I forgot to give myself dash. Okay. So for my wide receiver, I was going to go with this person because he is a hero, but now that I'm thinking about it, he is not tall. In fact, he's a toy, so we're not going to go there. Was Buzz Lightyear, but we're going to go with my backup pick, who is Oliver Oaken from Frozen.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Chris, your wide receiver.
Chris is struggling to find a wide receiver.
You can take Buzz Lightyear from me.
Right. That would be so helpful. No. That'd be like taking Grogu. That'd be like taking Grogu. You know what?
Remember, tall and fast.
Tall and fast. I don't know how fast he is. But he does run away quite a bit. I'm going with Eugene, better known
Eugene.
as Flynn Rider.
Oh, very
Eugene.
good. That's actually good. I think that's a good answer, Chris. That's a very good answer. All
Thank
right.
you. I appreciate that. Because
On
I was like, I
to,
have no idea.
yeah, on to the tight end. This is a big player who lines up in the middle of the field and catches passes from the quarterback, the leader of the offense, right? He is basically like the team captain. And as my team captain being Iron Man, who better to be the tight end than his right-hand man, Spider-Man?
I almost took Spidey for my last one, dang it. That's like he's not tall.
He's not a big player, but you know what? He's got those webs that he can shoot, and he will
Right.
be just fine. He just has to catch the pass from the quarterback. And
Okay.
he's got those sticky hands.
Sorry,
We
Molly's
need to record
dying
on
over
Mondays
there.
more often.
I'm great.
Sorry, I gotta go to
My gosh.
bed. Okay,
Oh.
Chris, who is your tight end? The big player who lines up in the middle of the field and catches the pass.
See, the issue is we've gotten rid of most of our big characters that I can think of.
Oh, there's more.
Like big, not
There's more.
that's not helping, guys.
For our
Molly's
viewers at
Halo
home.
might be.
Yeah. Wait.
You're like, wait, what?
Wait, what?
I need my list. I need like a better list than just these 42. These 42 are not doing it for me
I think
today.
it's really funny that you came on today and you said, I have a list of 42 Disney characters.
You're choosing none of them.
My list of 42 Disney characters was the fictional characters of the Walt Disney Company that come up when you Google Disney characters.
Oh my God, Chris. Disney characters A to Z list. Look it up.
Oh, thank you.
But it's going to give you only Disney. It's not going to give you outside of the Del Disney realm. It's not going to give you Pixar. It's not going to give you Star Wars. It's not going to
You
give you.
Right.
Go with your gut. Who gives you tight end vibes? That was a weird sentence to say.
What's worse is about the time you said that I was thinking of Darth Vader.
Darth Vader would be a great tight end.
That's okay. Going back to the part where Ryan actually, split.
Explained what a tight end is 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, so now for my pick for the tight end, I'm going with Darth Vader.
Oh my God, it took us that long to get there.
There was a lot of laughing in between.
Okay, Molly, who's your tight end?
My twi
Your twight end?
my tight end is Sweetums. Big guy, and I figure if he misses catching it with his hands, he's got that big old mouth. He can still catch it.
My gosh, I love it. Great, great.
Thank you.
Okay, we're looking into our center. Now, the center snaps the ball to the quarterback at the start of each play. Chris, who is your center?
You know what? Just because I haven't touched this brand yet, I'm gonna take Deadpool.
He would have been a good tight end.
He would have been a good tight end.
Yeah, he would have.
That's why I said it. More ways than one. Hey!
Ain't touching that.
All right, Molly, who is your center?
My center, I figure it's gonna be someone who should be able to very easily hide in between people and just get ball to guy as quickly as possible.
Yes.
So I'm going Yoda.
Yoda,
There you
okay.
go.
So my center for the part of the Super Bowl that I did watch actually made an appearance running the field. Now the center again snaps the ball to the quarterback at the start of each play. They have to run, they have to be quick, they have to sneak in between people. They have to have arms that are going to snap that ball. Who better than the guy with forearms, Stitch?
Okay.
Good
I
answer.
like it. Good
Thank you.
answer.
Thank you.
We love little guys.
We do. We are on our defensive line now, and our defensive line is a group of three or four players who line up on the line of scrimmage. Now, this is just going to be one for us. But, Molly, who do you have as your defensive line?
As my defensive line, that is a great question. You know, I'm going to go with someone who we know can stop someone in their tracks, take up a lot of space. I'm going to take the Hulk.
Hulk, good
Okay, good
answer.
answer.
Now, for me, going on our heroes theme here, defensive line, player who lines up on the line of scrimmage, Hercules.
I like it. Yeah,
That's where I was going with the Halo, Molly.
Oh, smart.
my defensive line, I've been waiting to use him. He's a little bit smaller than you might think necessary, but When you make him mad, he gets angry. That's Mr. Pig to you, Pumbaa.
Pumbaa. Good answer.
Good
They
answer. I
called
thought you
me Mr.
Mr.
Pig.
Pig.
All right, we are on to our linebackers. Now, the linebackers are 3 to 5 players who stand behind the defensive line. Again, this is just one for us. Am I up first?
Yes, because I
Okay.
had first on defensive line.
All right. So this one, I think, yeah, we're going to go with Tarzan for this one.
Good
Another big
answer.
guy, cover the defensive line. Don't mess with him.
Bop, bop.
Yep, Tarzan. That's where we're going.
I like it.
Chris, for you.
For me, I think I'm gonna go. Yeah, I gotta do it. I am going with Aladdin.
Aladdin. Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Good
Prince
answer.
Ali.
Yes, very good answer.
Good
Molly,
answer.
who do you have?
You know, I figure since this person is going to be right behind the Hulk, sorry y'all had to see that.
I don't even know what happened.
My cat just like jumped up and I saw her and like my camera like get all the way up here and I'm like, "What the heck are you doing?
Come
Come here, sweetie.
here, sweetums.
Come here, sweetums. Here's a little baby." But my linebacker, anyway, as I was saying, the Hulk is going to be right in front of this person, and I think we're going to need someone already on the team ready to triage. We're going to take Baymax.
Good answer.
I like it.
We love some Baymax. Okay, Chris, that means we are on to the defensive back. This is usually the fastest defender.
Well, if we're talking speed, then who better than Lightning McQueen?
Just a car.
I mean, can we discuss, like,
Just a car.
just a car? He's fast.
Wrong sport. He's NASCAR.
I mean, that's fair, but again, this is a list of Disney characters of all properties, so we already are all over the place. So you know what? Leave the car alone.
It's true. If we're gonna let the Hulk be on the field, we might as well put
At
a
least he's
car on the
part
field.
human.
You were about to put a toy in there, and I just put a pig in there. I don't want to hear
What if it's a live action Buzz Lightyear?
I've got two Muppets.
it. Exactly.
All right,
Are you a Muppet or
am
are
I a
you a
man?
man?
Am
Okay,
I a
Molly, who's
man?
your defensive back?
My defensive back? Oh, it's me.
Your defensive back?
Molly.
May I believe Molly is a character from Disney? You could.
Okay. By sorry, the defensive back. What do they do again?
They're the fastest something. Fastest defender.
Okay, right. Sorry, we were making fun of Lightning McQueen. I forgot where we were. I was like, "What?"
Molly's pick is the fastest backwards driver, Tom Mater.
Mean, they are a defensive position. Can you imagine getting hit by Lightning McQueen?
Bam!
It feel like you were getting hit by a car, Chris.
Right?
A literal car.
Too bad I didn't take Mac, because then it could have been hit by a Mack truck.
Beep, beep. You know what? Okay. Controversial opinion. I know exactly who my defensive back is going to be. It's going to be the grandma from Carousel of Progress.
Okay.
Where did that even come from?
Right.
Well, I was thinking, I don't know. I just had this like flash forward of my head of like her and like the VR thing. And I'm like, she looks like she could be fast.
Okay, so my person might not necessarily be the fastest on feet, but they are a shapeshifter, and they could shapeshift into something that is fast, like a bird or a cheetah or a puma or a car.
Calm down, Maui.
And that's who it is. It's Maui.
Oh, sorry to steal your thunder.
All right, we have two more positions. We have the safeties and the kicker. So the safeties is where we're going next. And this is the last line of defense. Safeties are responsible for making sure no offensive player gets past them. Now, I have had a long history of heroes. However, Being the last line of defense, we need a villain. Someone who has no mercy. And that is going to be no other than Chernabog.
Ooh, good answer.
That is a good answer.
Good answer.
I mean, he's also like the size of a football field, so.
Right.
All right, Chris, who is your last line of defense? Who is your safety?
Oh, my last line of defense. I'm looking at this. Right now, I'm regretting where I put Goofy in my line.
He was going
But
to be your last line of defense.
no, he'd make an
That
amazing kicker.
I was going to say,
But
that
that's
sounds
a
a
whole
little
different
goofy.
issue. Right. No, my last line of defense. Oh, gosh. I need somebody big.
Just the monorail.
Somebody scary.
Which one, though?
Yellow.
Not yellow.
No, all
Not
my homies
yellow.
hate yellow.
Yellow will literally just stop in the middle of the field and be like, I'm not doing anything.
Exactly. Even the bus guy, even the bus guy knows monorail yellow would be a bad choice. No, I'm thinking marshmallow
Oh, from
from
Frozen.
Frozen.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Good answer. For a second, I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna change my answer to Mungo from Shrek 2, but that's not Disney.
It's not.
So, it's not. Although it would be a good answer.
Does do a great job of making fun of Disney.
Yes. Instead, Ryan, I have to agree with you. I think our safety should be someone who is pretty ruthless
Yes.
and terrifying. So I'm gonna go with Scar.
Scar, good
Yes, that's
answer.
right. There's a lion
Yes.
on the field now. What are you
There's a
gonna do?
lion on the
You've
field.
got a car. We've got an irradiated mutant.
We got a pig.
We got a
Sorry,
pig.
Mr. Pig.
We got Mr. Pig. We got a lion. We got a whole bunch of heroes
Yeah, we
and a
got it.
grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
I was thinking about the beast, but I'm like, you know what? No, we gotta go evil here. We need someone who has no mercy. All right, so now for our kicker. This is a real technical term, people. The kicker kicks the field goal. They put the football through the yellow goal. They kick it through and they get an extra point. Unless it's a safety, and then they get three.
Thank you so
Right?
much for that information.
Football!
Sport ball. That was incredible. Is it me?
I think
Am
you
I
went
first pick?
last,
I have no
So,
idea. You take it,
and no,
Molly.
Chris, you're up. You're first,
Is it
Chris.
me?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Kicker. Kicker.
Kicker, I barely know her.
Yeah, I regret putting Goofy as my center, as my
Hey, why don't you take his kid?
running back now. I could take Max, but
Right, you can't just tell people to take their kids.
why don't you elect his kid?
Why don't you draft his kid?
Why don't you giraffe his kid?
How do you turn his kid into a giraffe?
My gosh, you're making this very difficult right now.
Why don't you put a giraffe on the field?
From Kilimanjaro Safari.
There you
Yeah.
go. Just I'm taking it random. No,
Timon would be a good one too.
I could see Timon, but no. I
I'm not going to give you
love
any
how
of my
goofy this is.
ideas. I've got mine
Right.
ready.
I know. I made a mistake. And it happens. That's why I said let Molly go.
Well, too bad.
Too
It's
bad. It's
your
your turn.
turn. You
Get up and go.
what?
I know who. Tomater.
No.
He can use
Put
his two
two.
cars on the field.
We don't need another car on the field.
Did anyone watch Planes? Should we put a
Was like,
plane on the field?
what are the name of the planes?
I've thought about Bruce a couple of times. Just put a shark on the field. Ryan is so done with me.
Would Bruce be the kicker? He got no
No,
feet.
what's her name? Darby?
No.
Darby?
Oh
The
my
little.
gosh.
What's her
Oh
name?
my
I think it's
gosh.
Darcy. Darcy.
Yeah. I am a piranha from the
Just
Amazon.
the dentist from Finding Nemo. Sigourney Weaver's voice from Finding Dory.
Know what?
The whale from Finding Dory.
Which one? There's like two.
The one that Ty Burrell plays.
Oh, okay, yeah. The beluga.
Yeah. He uses a sonar to kick the ball.
Yay.
Gosh.
Anyway, Chris, who's your kicker? I want to
Oh, thank you. Like, I was just waiting for you guys to be done so I could.
mine.
Can cut us off anytime, bud.
No, you guys were having fun. I didn't want to be mean. You know what? I'm gonna take Gaston as my kicker.
Okay.
Good answer. I have a better one, though.
Nobody spits like Gaston. I'm hoping nobody kicks like Gaston either.
Well, so here's the thing is I feel like any kicker you see on football p field is very small and mighty. So who
Right.
is smaller and mightier though than Chicken Little?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little.
I might have one for you, Molly.
Uh-oh.
So I was between two on this. And now that you say small and mighty, I want to one up you. And therefore, I'm taking Mushu.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good
Yep. It
answer.
was between
Dishonor
Mushu and
on. Anna.
Good answers.
Dishonor on us. Dishonor on our cows, Molly.
All right. So that wraps up our footy ball team.
We did it. Wait, real quick, can we take like 3 minutes to try and come up with a team name?
Sure.
Okay, great. Maybe less than that. Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready already?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Hold on. I gotta finish typing it in. Our team name is Jim Henson's Creature Factory.
Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Oh man. Okay. Chris, do you have one?
No.
No.
No. I do, but I'm technically just stealing a fraternity name.
That's
We are
allowed.
okay. It is definitely Uzma Kappa because this team
Yeah.
is at best okay.
So what's funny is when I do synonyms for hero, the words that come up are champion, conqueror, knight, person of the hour, protector, savior, victor, warrior, and winners. So
Winners.
I'm gonna say we're the Disney Knights. Oh, the
Aww. Like
Disney
that.
Knights. That's kind of cute. Okay.
Wait,
Yep,
that
we're
is
the Disney
cute.
Knights. Okay. So we will go through our teams here really quick again, and then we'll put it up on the Instagram and see whose team wins the Disney Bowl.
Who wins the Disney Super Bowl champion?
2025 draft. Okay. Who wants to go first to recap their teams? Molly?
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Well, our team, our official name is the Jim Henson's Creature Factory. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
With their own theme song.
with our own theme song, yes. Our quarterback is James P. Sullivan, also known as Sully. Our offensive line is Kronk. Our running back is Gonzo. And that is, by the way, the person who takes the ball and runs with it. The wide receiver is Mr. Incredible. Our tight end is Sweetums. Our center is Yoda. Defensive line is the Hulk. Linebacker is Baymax. Our defensive back is the grandma from the Carousel of Progress. Our safety is Scar. And our kicker is what? And our kicker is Chicken Little.
What?
That was so loud, you couldn't hear a word.
I
Oh,
literally
man.
cut you out. It muted you.
I need a different mic.
Zoom
This one
said,
cuts me out way too
cut
much.
it out.
Cut it out.
Still
Full
wrong
House.
franchise. Was
It was ABC.
it?
Yeah. It was just on Nick at Night. I promise you it was ABC.
I believe you. I was like, really?
Google it. Google it while I go through my team.
Okay.
Okay. My team is the Disney Knights. We have my quarterback, Iron Man. Offensive lineman, the Genie. Running back, Dash Parr. Wide receiver, Oliver Oaken. Tight end, Spider-Man. Center, Stitch. Defensive line, Hercules. Linebackers, Tarzan. Defensive back, Maui. Safety, Chernabog. And kicker, Mushu.
Good team.
Thank you, thank you. Chris, did you look it up?
Yeah, you're right. I figured you
Aha!
were. I figured you were. I was just like, I don't know. That surprised me for some reason.
It's all right. It happens.
Uzma Kappa, because we hope to be okay. It's not even we are okay. We hope to be okay. My quarterback is Mickey Mouse himself, the Big Cheese. My offensive line is Han Solo. My running back, as a poor choice, was Goofy. He should have been my kicker. Wide receiver was Flynn Rider. Tight end, Darth Vader. Center, Deadpool. Defensive line, Mr. Pig, Pumbaa. Linebacker, Aladdin. Defensive back, Lightning McQueen. My safety was Marshmallow, and my kicker is Gaston.
Very nice. Good
My
teams,
team,
everyone.
my team is, it's got great players. They just are not in the, like, I'm looking at some of these. I'm like, you should not be that position. You should be this position.
It happens.
It does.
I will say,
Life gets
you
in the
guys
way.
both mentioned people I had on my lists, but it wasn't like a make it or break it for me, and I got the priority of what I wanted where I wanted it. Is that how it was for you guys too?
I'm very proud of my team.
Yeah.
I think we have a great team.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll put it to the Instagram and see whose team wins the Disney Bowl 2025 draft. All right, anything else for the greater good, everyone?
Make good choices. Eat your vegetables.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Nothing
N
happens
yes.
good after 9 o'clock at night, which we're 12 minutes
Okay.
away, so I gotta get
Calm down, Grandma.
signing off here. But hey, thanks to all of you who are now following us on Instagram, and thank you to all of our new listeners. Hopefully you're enjoying our content. If you want to hear more, we have like, this is episode 40. Crazy. We're almost at a
Wow.
whole
We've
year.
almost been doing this a year. It's
Wow,
insane.
right? Wild. Tell your friends about us. Tell your mom about us. Tell your grandma about us.
Ask your grandma if she would be a defensive back on a football team.
I mean, the grandma on Carousel of Progress already signed up. She signed a
Yeah.
contract,
She signed
so.
up. She's on it. We're going to make her work for the next 5 years, guys.
She's got a $1.2 million contract. It's all she's worth. They would update her, she'd be worth $17.4 million.
But we got it.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we signed her before she got the hip replacement. After the hip
Ah.
replacement,
Yep.
it went downhill from there.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
As always, give us those follows on Instagram, DCP and Not a Mouse Pod. Email us with ideas, comments, questions, concerns on Gmail with DCP and Not a Mouse at gmail.com. And leave us those 5-star reviews. Leave us some comments on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify episodes specifically, because that's how they do it now, which is weird. And wherever you get your podcasts, give us those 5-star reviews if they let you do it. And we appreciate you. And until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you've been listening to the TCP Anonymous Podcast. Beep, bop,
Bye!
beep, boop.